Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a really practical topic, a four-step blueprint for residential mortgage brokers thinking about commercial lending.
Yeah, it's about how you can smartly diversify.
Exactly. It's more than just a new service, right? It feels like future-proofing your business, expanding your value.
Absolutely. And the why is pretty compelling. I mean, it builds a stronger business, less reliant on just the housing market cycles, think consistent income.
Especially when things go quiet on the residential side.
Right. And, you know, the MFAA data backs this up. Almost a third of brokers are doing commercial now. But let's be honest, it can seem intimidating.
It definitely can feel like a big jump. So let's break down that jump. Step one, education. Mastering the new playing field.
This is foundational, the big shift. Residential is about the borrower, their income, their credit. Commercial, it pivots hard.
To the asset.
To the asset, yes, and the business behind it. Think cash flow, lease strength. Is the business itself viable? You're moving from B2C to B2B, really.
Okay, so that's a fundamental identity shift.
Mm.
What are the key practical differences then?
Well, a big one is regulation, commercial lending. Mostly outside the NCCP Act.
Which means?
Higher potential risk, definitely, but also more room to negotiate terms. It's less standardized. You'll also see different numbers. LVRs, for instance, are typically lower.
Like how much lower?
Think 65, maybe 75%, not the 95% you might see in resi. And loan terms are often shorter, 5, 10, maybe 20 years, not 25 or 30.
Right. And you mentioned a mindset shift, too, from rate finder.
To problem solver.
Yeah.
Business clients have complex needs, often time sensitive. Your value isn't just the rate, it's speed, flexibility. Mm. Things big banks can struggle with, they might take months.
Okay, so how do you actually learn all this? What are the steps?
Good question. Dive into your aggregator's resources. They usually have a ton of stuff. Talk to commercial BDMs at banks and lenders. They know the niches, the risk appetite.
BDMs, business development managers, right?
Exactly. And read things like the AFR, the Financial Review. Get inside the business world your clients live in.
Makes sense. So you get the knowledge base, but then applying it seems like the tricky part. Which brings us to step two. Find a mentor. You call this the unfair advantage.
It really is. Look, with less regulation and higher stakes, a mentor is like your personal risk department. They bridge that gap between the textbook and the street.
They know the unwritten rules.
Precisely. The common pitfalls, the lender quirks you won't find in a policy doc. They can save you from making potentially very costly mistakes.
Where do you find someone like that?
Industry bodies are a great start. FBAA, MFAA, they have formal, vetted mentor programs. Usually need qualifications, experience, maybe 4 years plus.
Or your aggregator.
Yep. Or even networking. LinkedIn can be useful. But the key is your approach. Do your homework first. Have a clear ask. Like, could you look over my first couple of commercial deals? And crucially, offer value back. It's a two-way street.
Good point. Okay, so education, mentorship. Step three feels very actionable. Leverage your existing client base. Find gold there.
Absolutely. Your CRM. It's a gold mine. Think about it. How many of your current home loan clients are actually small or medium business owners?
Probably quite a few.
And they already trust you. It's the most logical, cost-effective place to find commercial leads. Plus, it's defensive.
Defensive? How so?
Well, if you don't help them with their business finance, someone else will, right? And that competitor might just try to take their home loan too.
Protecting your turf. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you mine that CRM data?
Filter it. Look for self-employed, job titles like director, anyone who's given you an ABN.
And then just call them up about commercial.
Not necessarily cold. Weave it into your regular reviews. Ask open-ended questions. What are the big goals for the business in the next year or three? Or any major changes planned, like expansion.
Looking for triggers.
Exactly. Expansion plans, buying equipment, maybe their lease is ending. Listen for those cues.
Okay, great strategy. Now, the final step, step four, seems like the safest way to start actually doing deals. Start with referrals.
This is the earn while you learn model. It's smart, it's low risk. Partner with an experienced commercial specialist. Refer the business to them initially.
What's the upside?
Multiple wins. You lower your risk significantly. You still earn a referral commission, which can be quite attractive. Your client gets expert advice.
And you learn by watching.
That's the live apprenticeship part. You see how a pro structures the deal, manages the process, builds your own confidence and competence for later. But, and this is crucial,
yes,
get a formal written referral agreement. Protects everyone.
What needs to be in that?
Key things are the fee or commission structure, clear payment terms, and definitely confidentiality clauses.
Yeah.
You need explicit client consent to show their details. Don't skip this.
Sound advice.
Yeah.
So it really is a journey, isn't it? This diversification, a marathon, like you said, not a sprint. This four-step plan feels like a really intelligent way in.
It's deliberate. It prioritizes safety and building real competence. It's not the fast way, maybe, but it's the smart way to build that confidence, that deep skill, and ultimately a business that's truly resilient, whatever the market's doing.
A great summary.
So maybe the final thought for everyone listening is, based on this deep dive, what's one single action, just one thing, you'll take this week to start building that future-proof business?